Monday, November 9th, the Vancouver Poetry Slam is taking place at Café du Soleil. Tonight featuring the Haiku Deathmatch Round. Event starts at 8 p.m. Museum of Anthropology will have Tibetan monks in residence from November 8th to 15th. And on Tuesday, November 10th, Mikhail Mel will be giving a lecture at 5 p.m. This has been your community events listings for the week of November 4th to November 10th. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM, Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. to hear what's going on in your community.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome to the show. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You might be listening at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So today on the show, we have Lisa Beachy. I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about angels on the show today. So if you want to get on the air, I'll give out the cue to call in a couple moments. The number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also try me through Skype. My name on Skype is Spiritual Show, just like my website, spiritualshow.com. So if you ever want more information about the show, check out my site, spiritualshow.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and I have the same name pretty much everywhere, Spiritual Show. So check me out and connect with us, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, or again through Skype. But first I'm going to bring Lisa up on the air and introduce her. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, how's it doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yay, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Well, it looks like the phone line is ringing already, so I haven't quite given out the cue to call yet. So hold tight. We will give out the cue to call in a moment. I just want to address a couple of things. First of all, Lisa, let's give out your website so people know where to find you.
My website is yourangelsmessage.com. You can also find, you know, it leads to lisabeachy.com as well. And I'm also on Facebook under Lisa Beachy. I'm down here in L.A., so you can always follow me there. I do channeled messages every week, and I give free little mini readings as a gift to the universe and people as I go along. And I'm just kind of in the internet universe a lot, so they can find me there as well.
Awesome. That's actually how, I mean, we were Facebook friends, but then that's how we connected, as you did a little mini reading, and I was one of the people who got there in time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, too, thatangelgirl. You know, I think it's that angel girl. Yeah. So, yeah, I love doing that. I love it. I can only do three at a time as I'm guided. The angels let me know when someone needs something. So I just kind of post it every few days, and it always seems to work out that the first three get exactly, you know, they're just, it's how it works. The angels lead them to me, so I love doing it.
Awesome. Well, there's people already jumping in here. So maybe I should just take them. I want to ask the angel a question myself, but
okay.
This person's been calling. I don't know if it's the same person, but we'll bring them right up. Hi,
okay.
CITR,
okay.
You're on the air.
Hi, I was calling for Lisa Beachy.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down?
Sure.
Thanks. So when she comes back from that, we'll just ask her what the question is. And Lisa, okay. Are you ready to do a reading?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all ready to go.
Hi, caller, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Hi, okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Lisa. I follow you on Facebook as well, and I quit my corporate career last year, and I've been building a home-based business, and I think it's just now getting to the point where it's ready to manifest abundance and prosperity.
Can you speak up just a
little
bit?
I would just love any guidance that you might have on that.
Speak up just a hair. What is your first name?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Okay, so you're kind of wondering, you're getting out of the corporate world, and you're wondering how it's going to go with your business.
Well, I mean, I've been out of it for a year, and it's been much slower to generate the flow of energy in. So I feel like I've really been giving mostly energy out, but I think that's starting to shift. I had a lot of building to do. So I just want to make sure I'm not doing anything maybe to block the flow or just any guidance
Okay. You know what's actually – now, are you doing a business where you're attracting in clients or you're actually attracting people to you with – it almost feels like a freelancer position or some sort of contracts that you need clients to come in.
Yes.
Okay, because I have the Archangel Shamuel. He stepped right up for you.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, he's your man. what he said is he's actually saying, please keep working with me. He's showing me putting a piece of citrine crystal in the left corner of your home, in your money corner.
Okay.
And he's telling me that's more of a symbol, knowing that the abundance will come in, and it will remind you that to work with him, okay?
Okay.
You've definitely had, I feel, a lot of fear in the last, sometimes my timing overlaps, but it feels like the last 2 weeks to a month, there's been a lot of fear, and that's been blocking you right in your solar plexus chakra. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's kind of been blocking your creativity. It's almost as though you've frozen on marketing, you've frozen on getting yourself out there a little bit more, and it feels like you feel a little overwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so let's make sure that we work with Archangel Shamuel. Archangel Michael at this moment is coming in and holding your belly and putting a lot of white light in there and clearing out that chakra for you. Okay, so let's take a deep breath in. Breathe in. And exhale. Oh, there you go, sweetie. Did you feel it? It just got lighter.
I do.
Okay.
Very much.
Now what's going to happen is all that fear, he's clearing that creative chakra for you, and keep writing. I mean, it's like you have stopped writing, you've stopped interacting online, and a lot of it has to do with the full moon and being, you know, that veil. If you're following me on Facebook, I've said that veil's a lot thinner right now.
Mm.
So you're open to messages, but it almost is overwhelming because you don't know what to do next.
Right.
So Archangel Shamuel is lining up clients for you. That's why you're feeling the shift in energy that's picking up. But that almost scares you. It's like you're afraid to succeed.
Okay.
It's just kind of interesting. But they're just clear that fear for you. Okay. Archangel Michael is telling me, too, she needs to just do one thing at a time. You feel like you have to do 10 things at a time.
Right.
And he's like, you know what? Just get your notebook out, make your list, and check it off. If you do one thing or two thing a day, you are golden. And you're just, you know, your whole mind is just saying, oh, my gosh, I have so much to do. I'm not going to do anything. Make sense?
Yes.
So let's just make a list of what you need to do, get it out of your head, and start working on the one thing a day. You'll feel like you're making progress because your angels are already working on it.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything on that end. They're attracting it all in for you. But put the citrine in the left corner of your home just to kind of bring in and attract that abundance financially. Work with Archangel Shamuel. Give him, you know what, can you find me some clients? That's all you need to do. Then you can get it out of your head. Don't have to worry about it anymore because he's working on it for you.
Okay.
And then you have Michael that's saying she just needs to make a list. We've cleared her creative chakra there. And then once a day, go say, okay, what do I need to do? But you need to write it all out and get it out of your head.
Awesome.
Make sense?
That sounds great.
Okay, it's going to, you know what, I'm seeing, timing sometimes is off for me because we have free will, but I'm seeing January, February, turn of the new year. Do you already have a couple clients and things lined up for the beginning of the year?
Sort of, but it's not.
What's coming? It's coming.
By January, February,
you're going to have two solid clients for sure. Are you doing life coaching? What are you doing?
I do holistic healing, and I also do some business coaching. So
okay, the coaching clients is what I'm seeing at the beginning of the year.
Awesome.
So it'll start picking up for sure, beginning of the year, and then it's going to roll from there, but you just need to kind of, you know, let the reins go and say, okay, you guys, take care of it and, you know, make your priority list.
Okay. Awesome.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure. Yeah,
wonderful. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Lisa, I want to talk to you. Thank you for doing that reading right off the bat. We just jumped right in there. I'm just tweeting right now that I want to ask you a question about the swine flu. And I know there's a caller calling in right now. Again, if you want to get on the air, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. But first of all, I want to ask a question because, you know, I don't read the news very often. And I actually used to be the news anchor here at CITR. And I gave up that position because one of the reasons is just because I had to focus on the news in depth every week, and it was just like depressing. So I don't watch the news anymore, and I don't anchor the news here at the station anymore. But even just walk outside my door, and anytime someone gets sick or dies, it's front page news on the front page of the paper. I can't avoid it.
I don't watch the news myself either. I gave that up years ago. And it mostly at the urging of my angels and my guides, my spiritual team. They said that it was all sensationalism a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it feeds the frenzy. It's a matter of, and especially with the swine flu, I've done a little bit of meditating on this. I know we had discussed the topic, and I'm like, okay, I just need to check in because I didn't even know where it's at right now because I don't read the news either. But, and if I could just answer, would that be okay? Because I've worked with Archangel Raphael on this just a moment ago, and he was downloading the information of the media, you know, like you said, making it so large. And I tend to get really practical advice from my angels because I'm a practical person, and they show me images of, you know, when you're in public restrooms, using paper towels, cleansing, you know. But it was actually funny because it was more of being a gift to the person coming behind you. So if you see that, you know, you are going to use paper towels on the faucet, just kind of wiping it down if you have alcohol swipes with you, and being of service to the people that come behind you that don't always do what they need to do. Does that make sense?
That is such a great idea because I'm all worried about protecting myself from this. And but it is like I got some. I don't like to use the chemicals, but I did buy some Lysol spray for like doorknobs and stuff. And now you can get it in like a purse size. So that'd be a great thing.
You know, and it's just it's little ways of being of service, and that's how the angels work. And it makes us happy to give. You know, and when we live in gratitude, we know, especially if we're listening to this show, people are working on themselves and how to be better people and live in light. The angels come forth and they say, not only are you cleaning it for yourself, so you're being practical, you're taking care of the germs for yourself, you're also being of service to the people that come behind you. So if you have, like, there's a lot of organic swabs and stuff that you can get in the whole, you know, the food stores, the natural food stores. And just literally when you use the door handle, use it in your palm and clear the door handle because God, you know, gosh knows how many people have touched that, you know. But don't get paranoid about it. It's a matter of knowing that your angels are protecting you, knowing that the flu has been around for centuries, you know, just centuries. And a lot of what's happening is they show me going into doctor's offices when we first start to see the symptoms of it and panicking. And, you know, literally just buying the supplies needed for a regular flu, because when you're stepping into that environment, you may not have the swine flu, but you're stepping into a doctor's office where you're just enveloped with people that are very sick. So just a lot of times wait it out, work with your angels and your guides, and take your fluids, you know, instead of rushing off to the doctor, wait a few hours, you know, and just say, okay, is this getting worse? Is this getting better? You know, not really getting into crowded areas if you don't have to when you see somebody sneezing, you know. And when you do see somebody getting sick in a crowd, send Archangel Raphael to them. You know, I like to stand in a grocery line, and if I see someone's not feeling well, I will envision Archangel Raphael behind them pouring green light over them. And then you're sending them healing light, and that person will heal that much quicker.
So is Archangel Raphael someone who takes care of the health of people?
Yes. Archangel Raphael does healing. He does mental healing, emotional healing, physical healing. He's the archangel. He's one of the major four archangels that have been around the longest. He works with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael will cut negativity and fear. Archangel Raphael will heal that after Michael's done his job. So in my realm, a lot of times, and this is how I work with them. It might be different for others, and there's never anything wrong in working with angels. But the way they work with me is I always see Michael first, and when I have a health issue, Archangel Raphael comes in, and he symbolizes, I'll see the doctor sign. If I know someone's physically, you know, ill, if I'm doing a healing, he will stand at the head of the bed with me and do his part. So he's, you know, a lot of times we are just depressed, and Raphael can help that. But he can also help with the flu. Yeah, that's his job, and it's always green light. If you're seeing green light or you're seeing, envisioning a lot of green, usually means Archangel Raphael's around, and there's something being healed, either with yourself or someone near you.
Awesome. Well, it's time already for a break, and then we have another person on the line who wants to ask you a question. So the number to call if you want to get on the air, again, what is your website, Lisa?
It's yourangelsmessage.com.
Yourangelsmessage.com. So you can check her out online, and we'll be back with more live loving angel readings with Lisa Beachy in just a moment. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you want to get on the air. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like the issues you care about are trivialized in the mainstream press? Want a media that isn't afraid to step on the toes of corporate interests? Profit-driven media leaving you without the information you need to properly exercise your franchise? Then Media Democracy Day is for you. On Saturday, November 7th, come down to the Vancouver Public Library, located at 350 West Georgia Street, to celebrate Media Democracy Day. You'll have the opportunity to talk to Vancouver journalists who are producing alternative news, and hear informative panel discussions about democratizing our media. This is your chance to learn more about how power and profits drive reporting. Protest the status quo and call for change. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and you can find my website online at spiritualshow.com. We're talking with Lisa Beachy. She is an angel expert and spiritual intuitive. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi. So we've got the phone lines are just lighting up again. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We have a couple of people already up here for you. So, hi, caller. What's your question?
Hello?
Hi. Are
you
there?
Can you hear me? Wonderful. My name is Yana, and I'm from Atlanta. And my question for Lisa is, I had a psychic reading recently where I have been told that there is a negative entity attached to me from the childhood. And the psychic suggested to do clearing with Michael, Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Could Lisa comment on that?
Sure. You know, it's really interesting because Archangel Michael did definitely come up forward for you and with you. You know, I actually, it's funny because when he comes forward, he's like, I already took care of it. So,
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. It feels as though, and he's actually bringing forward to me that there's a lot of negative memories from your past, and he would really love it if you would work with him further, because it feels as though the moment the psychic advised that to you, he took care of it, because you had asked him. It feels like when you were leaving the session, you asked him to please help you.
Yes.
And he's like, it was done. And so it's taken care of already. But he would like to work with you in knowing that, you know what, I would love to work with her on some past issues and negative feelings. It feels about like around some family members. So keep working with Michael. Keep working with him. And you know, I like to say, you know, please put some white light around me every day and have him just you know, ask him to do that every day with you, and you're going to slowly stop attaching a lot of emotion that you have to your past. Because a lot of times it's not a negative entity. It's more of that negative energy and depression and sadness that we're carrying from old memories that no longer serve us. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so the being that, you know, it feels like the being that attached himself to you, and he's gone, but it was almost like if you had gone into a bar or you had gone into, it feels like your teenage days had gone into somewhere. He was an alcoholic that was hanging out there, and just kind of you picked him up, but he would come and go. But he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're all good. You're all good. But you know what?
Thank you.
Definitely keep working with Archangel Michael on these negative feelings, because it feels like it's taking it into your workplace. It's a lack of control that you're feeling. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So take that and work with Archangel Michael. He's going to be your main angel for quite a while. A lot of times I like to just envision every night clearing away. He just pours white light over me, cutting away the negativity from the day. Because you're in a work environment that's a little stressful. So he'll take care of that, and you will feel 100 times lighter in a few weeks.
Okay, fantastic.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wonderful. So that was a call all the way from Botswana, I think she said.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
So just want to remind you that the number 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. It is a Canadian number. You're not calling the U.S. So if you're calling from faraway places, just make sure you've got the long distance sorted out. Or you can also try me through Skype. My name there is Spiritual Show. So I think we have Flora on the line if you're ready for another call.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Hi, Flora. Are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Flora.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I just wanted to, just whatever you see around me, what archangels you see around me, and just what you see in the future for my career.
Career. Okay, good. Because that's where we were headed. Okay, good. You know what? It's really interesting because a lot of times when we talk about career, we're, you know, the archangel that steps forward is not exactly where we thought it would, who it would be. And I have Archangel Hanael coming forward, and she's actually coming in female form to me. And Archangel Hanael works on our feminine power. She works on our self-love a lot of times. She works on if we're feeling a little bit in low self-esteem about our presence and where we are and where we're headed. It feels like you definitely have a shift going on here. And how old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay. So what's happening here is it actually does feel kind of hormonal, like changes. And I'm not a medical intuitive, but she's kind of stepping forward saying, you know what, she's a little bit sadder, and it actually feels chemical. So if you could just take some supplements, I don't know if you're taking it. Like you try to, but she's saying you forget. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, I know we're talking about work, but she's actually saying it's going to make you feel better daily. And it's all about changing and shifting your energy because it's the law of attraction with you when it comes to career.
Okay.
And at this time, you're not quite feeling that either the environment that you're in, have you been in the same job for a while and you're either worried about losing it or are you changing careers?
No, I've been unemployed for a couple of years.
Okay. Have you completely gone back to school and there's a complete shift in what you're going to be doing?
I have not gone back to school, but I just, I'm picking up more of the metaphysical books and reading.
Okay, I mean, that counts, because what she's showing me is she's like, we're empowering her to go forward, and I would really work with the Archangel Hanael, because I know you want to talk about where I'm going to work and how I'm going to make money, but it's also a matter of feeling really good about yourself and shifting your energy, because they're showing me the law of attraction, and I don't know if that's something you're working with recently, but kind of putting it out there. I'm seeing you actually I'm seeing you surfing the internet or surfing job listings where you're not in the field that you used to be. So it feels as though you're shifting your career focus altogether into something that you would enjoy a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, but they are actually, she's helping you believe in yourself and believe in going forward so that you can do that. I do keep seeing school. I do keep seeing learning, but it almost feels as though it would be a certification course, not like full-on school, so don't get too worried. But it feels as though, like, if you went to go take Reiki and did Reiki healing or some sort of energy modality, or you did a life coaching course, it's something that you really enjoy more.
Yes, I would. I would enjoy
okay.
that.
So keep focusing on that. And she's helping you actually know that it's possible, okay? She's, but they keep showing me the chemicals, so I don't know. It feels as though going to the doctor and getting your levels checked, and I'm not a medical intuitive, but I keep seeing possibly there's some supplements there that can help you.
Okay.
It's like you're low in certain vitamins or there's something in, you know, chemically that if you took a supplement, you'd feel 100 times better and more motivated and less tired. It feels like you're really, really tired.
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so just, you know, and again, Archangel Shamuel, whenever we need to find the right course, we need to find the right job, he's the guy you can work with for that. But Archangel Haniel thought it was more important that you actually recognize that you being tired all the time may just be a supplement issue. It's not that you're lacking motivation.
Okay.
And she loves you. I mean, she works with you a lot. So just keep working with her, and she'll find you the right supplement.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. So again, it's time for another break in just a second. So we are talking with Lisa Beachy, and she is an angel expert and spiritual intuitive, and her website is yourangelsmessage.com. Is that right, Lisa?
That's right.
Okay. So if you are enjoying these readings and you want a private reading with her, how long is a reading usually, like if someone books you for a reading?
You know, if you go onto my website, I have an online calendar. You'll see a button that says Book Now. And I suggest for a first reading 30 minutes. It's $50 for a 30-minute phone reading. And I try not to go longer than 45 minutes just because I obviously talk a lot and I talk fast. So I find all the information gets done within about 30 minutes. Also on my website, I have many applications, articles. I put a lot of information on there just for people to enjoy and learn from. So, you know, even if you're just going to my website, you can pull card applications and all of these wonderful things, you know, just because, and I do distance Reiki healing.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So check that out, yourangelsmessage.com, and we'll be back with more Lisa Beachy in just a moment on Synchronicity.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Roses. Ska music, you make me dance all night.
Ska music, you're alright.
One, two.
I know you, and you're just a little
bit. Ska T, Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we're talking about angels. Ah. And you can find me online at spiritualshow.com, and you can find our guest, Lisa Beachy, online at her website, yourangelsmessage.com. So we have people, I know they're anxiously awaiting their live readings, but I want to ask you, Lisa, first of all, how long have you been communicating with the angels?
You know what? It's really interesting because I've always been a psychic medium growing up. And when I was about 19, 20, I had some really scary experiences. I think, you know, I partied really hard in my teenage years. So I opened up things that I shouldn't. And I closed it all down when I was 20. And I had a family and kids and moved along, and I was very intuitive. But then when I was 37, I'm 38 now. I've done it since September 2007 professionally. I've always worked with them, but Archangel Michael came to me in September 2007, and he was like, okay, we know you had a lot of scary experiences being a medium, but now we're going to work with you because angels are safe, and they're all positive light messages, and we need you to get back to work. So I did, and I really just started professionally September 2007, and I haven't looked back. It's just been amazing because, you know, angels rock. So, but, yeah, it's not been that long, but it's quick. You know what I mean? Once you get on that path, I see it many, many times. As soon as you open that door and you say, okay, I'm ready, they get to work for you immediately.
Okay, well, one quick question. Now I'm starting to think all these questions. Did you study with Doreen Virtue, or did you do your own angel studies?
Well, you know what happened is when Michael came to me, I went back to my desk. I was at work, and it was really interesting because we had been pulling cards, and I had pulled Archangel Michael 4 days in a row. And I didn't know anything about this angel business. I was always intuitive, but I'd always read about it. And I came back to my desk, and I had an email from Doreen Virtue's newsletter. I didn't even know who she was. So what I did is, you know, that's no coincidence. So what I did is I got her audiobooks, and I just started listening to them. And then I was really blessed to actually meet her son, Charles Virtue. And he had just started teaching courses, which are very, you know, a lot of the information, because he worked with her for 10 years. And he started doing his own courses. So I worked out some arrangements to go to his ACP course. And for me, it was perfect because I am so Aries and I'm so German that he delivers information where it is just by the syllabus, and I love it. I love how he teaches. And then I started staffing his events, and I'm working, you know, I was working with him on that, and that's kind of where I went from. It's a lot of it is spirit taught, a lot of it is meditation and time, you know, just working with them directly. But I am an ACP where I've worked with Charles Virtue's course.
Awesome.
And I highly recommend him. He does courses out here in Laguna Beach in L.A., and I think he's doing one in New York. And his wife, Bea, is amazing. So you can go to his site, charlesvirtue.com, and he's got his whole schedule. So I recommend him if you can't make it to Hawaii with Doreen, because she's amazing, too. You know, we all know that. But
yeah, not everyone has the time or the finances to fly to beautiful Hawaii and stay there.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping someday to staff the events just because I know so many of the ATPs and they're all amazing people. And I just want to go experience it just to be in Hawaii. But then also to, because I hear her programs are really great too. So I'll get there someday. You know, I'm just kind of letting go with the flow. So.
Awesome. Well, I want to ask you one more question for myself, because I'm sorry to everyone who's on hold right now. Everyone wants to get through. But you mentioned how you started doing the angel readings professionally a year ago, and that it just sort of starts to flow. And one of the things I've kind of had in the back of my mind and I've been thinking about is starting to do my own intuitive counseling sessions. I don't consider myself a psychic or a medium. I'm definitely intuitive, but I'm not, like, I don't read the future or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I have experience as, like, a crisis counselor, and so I do have a little bit of experience that way. And I'm thinking about branching out and doing intuitive, like, empathic kind of readings. And I'm wondering, do the angels have any opinion about that? Or,
you know what it is, and that's kind of how I started, because the word psychic is getting a bad rap. I mean, you know, we think of crystal balls and $200 to remove curses, and, you know, it's just gotten a bad rap through the years. But all it really is intuitive. I'm the same way. I try not to predict the future, and it's actually a form of mediumship when you tune in with the angels and you tune into your higher self. I would definitely go forward with it. It feels as though they have been leading you on the path of your business experience and your schooling and, like you said, your, you know, crisis counseling. We do all of this for a reason. Our spirit guides and our spiritual teams, you know, we get led to these experiences so that we can help others. And intuitively, you tap into the powers that be. And you could, you know, I see you kind of doing it the way I do it. I tune into someone's spiritual team. So I look at their angels, I look at their spirit guides, and I know they're standing behind them, and mine are standing behind me. And I actually start conversing with the spiritual team. It's not about predicting, you know, archangels will come forward, usually because it's symbolizing something the person needs to work on. But it's, I see you kind of doing that same type of work, where even if you're doing counseling for somebody and you don't want to call it intuitive, it really is, because you're already tapping into looking at their auras, you know, the team behind them is conversing with you. And they're letting you know what this person in front of you needs to hear, that you've experienced, that you've learned, that you can, they've brought them to you for a reason. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you're perfect for it. So I would go forward with it, because I definitely, you know, Archangel Raziel is the one that you would really want to work with on developing, because you actually have a lot of blocks and fears of being telling somebody something wrong. So, you know, because you're very, you know, you are very intuitive, but the thing is you love people so much and you want to be helpful, so you're worried about being wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just don't, No. I don't want to claim that, yeah. Because I, in my experience through this show, like, I think a lot of people use the word psychic, or they use, you know, when it's a fine line, like some people are intuitive. I'm very intuitive, and I find like 99% of the time my intuition is right, but I don't get a vision of like something, you know, like when you watch Ghost Whisperer or Medium on TV,
no,
like that's not what
it's
like.
That's what's making it hard too, because you have television that's like blowing it. You know, a lot of it is just subtleties and noticing the signs. And as you, you know, work on it 5-10 minutes every morning, and just, I like to do a little exercise where I have the angel come to me every morning, ask them to stand on a certain side, and I get used to the energy. And it's like someone standing next to you in line. So, you know, when somebody comes up behind you, you know they've come up behind you. Same thing. Just ask your angel to do that. And, you know, ask Archangel Raziel to help you with this. I agree with you. I think a lot of people do tend to say a lot of times their opinion, or a lot of times their message, under the guise of divine messages. And that's difficult, because you have to really spend a long time, and this is actually what I did for 20 years. I was like, is this me or is this you? Is this ego? You know, and it's not that I wasn't doing it professionally, but it was the same reason. I didn't want to deliver inaccurate messages because I thought I knew what this person needed. And so I spent many years going, okay, you know, and is this from, it's like when you know, is my car blue or is my car red? Ask yourself that question. You know your car is blue, my car is red. It doesn't feel right. It's a lie. So it's the same thing. Is this you or is this me? And in your gut, you will know this is a message I'm delivering. And I spent quite a few years figuring out for myself what is true. It's like lying to yourself, or it's like telling, you'll start differentiating that message. And once you start feeling confident with that, you'll be able to deliver the message to someone, because the message is never going to be wrong. And when you say my intuition is 99% accurate, that's because you're delivering the message. You know the message is from Source. Source is from love. The angels are from love, and they're here to help someone. So when you're delivering that message, you know that a message isn't from you, and you're delivering it so it feels good. When it doesn't feel good, you sit there and you go, okay, maybe this is where I need to think about this. So ask your teams and your guide some questions. If you think you're about to deliver something that isn't, you know, might be a little bit more opinion, it's like, and it's all of us. We all do it. You know, sometimes we get involved and we're like, okay, wait a minute, nope, hold. Okay, ego, step back. Is this me or is this a message? Okay, does that make sense?
Awesome. Well, I think I have the feeling that that answered the question for a lot of people. I think a lot of people out there are on that, sitting on the fence, you know, am I intuitive enough to be doing this as a service to help people, or am I just fooling myself? So remember to ask that question and tune into how you're feeling.
It's, you know what, you go with your gut, and it's never wrong. And, you know if you're about to say, even if you're just in life and you're like, you know, this doesn't feel right. And if it doesn't feel right, more than likely your ego or your opinion's getting involved. You know, some people call it knowing right from wrong. Some people call it, it's just intuition at the core of it. So that's when you start developing that. And the more that you develop it, it comes second nature. And that's when you know that, okay, you know what, I can do this. I can advise people and feel confident that I can advise people from source.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lisa, again, your website is yourangelsmessage.com, and I know that there are a few people on the line that are just really anxious to get on there. So, hi, caller, you're on the air.
Okay.
Can you turn down your radio, please?
Yes.
Thanks. So if you're waiting on the line, the number is 604-822-2487. Just remember to turn your radio down so that we can hear you and not the background. Thanks so much. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Richard.
I'm just wanting to know what it is that I should really be focusing on right now.
Okay. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Okay.
Hi.
Hold on, let me tune in real quick. Let's take a deep breath really quickly. Breathe in. And exhale. Try to tune into your vibration right there. You're a little nervous, and that's good. That's good. That means it's important. You know what?
I am very nervous.
You know what? It's actually very interesting because are you currently in a relationship with somebody?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And have you been in that relationship for a little while?
Yes.
Because they're saying focus on your relationship.
Okay.
And it's really interesting because it's not good or bad. It feels as though it's fine, but you want more than fine. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So we have actually Archangel Ariel's coming in, and she's saying this girl needs love in her life. It's how long have you been with your partner?
25 years.
All right, sweetie, there we go. Because it's got that whole roommate feeling, and that's not a bad, you know, because I feel really, it's, you know, can I get your partner's first name?
Yes, his name is Chuck.
Chuck. Yeah, you know what, good guy. It just feels as though you guys have gotten into that roommate feeling. And it happens, but I, you know, because I'm seeing you guys now. I don't know if you guys have children, but it feels like they keep showing me like an RV, getting out more on weekends, getting out more together in more of a romantic environment, and kind of bringing that spark back in.
Because yes, that's what we really need to do. You know, our children are grown,
yeah,
and we've been through a lot of changes, lived in a few different places in the last few years. So, you know, it's just
yeah.
Kind of been a little hectic.
I know. But you know what, because I was getting the empty nest feeling too. So they keep showing me just, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has, because I keep seeing little trips. I keep seeing lots of big trees. So it's almost, I don't know if you guys go camping, but it's kind of that taking an RV somewhere camping feeling. Or,
yes.
You know, for me, I don't do RVs. I want the hotel all the way. But they're telling me that nature, because I'm getting a lot of nature, a lot of meditation, less computers, less TV, just enjoying nature together and getting back in touch with how you guys and why you guys got together in the beginning. And if you can, you know, because I think the relationship feels like it's been very, I mean, you know, it's been up and down here and there. That's just life. But for the, it's a solid relationship. Make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, so just get back in touch with inexpensive ways to get out of your natural environment and step out and go do something. Just, you know, find the time. It feels like he either says he's working or he's working around the house or he's got cars or something's always taking his time.
Yes, exactly.
He's doing a lot of avoiding is what it is. He's actually a lot, really fearful of what to do now. It's like the kids are gone. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He doesn't know, it's a new energy for him as well. So try to remember that. And,
okay, well.
You know, just see it as a new, I keep seeing you guys in the kitchen with you rubbing his back and reminding him, hey, we're together. We're together.
Yeah.
So, you know. Just
oh, that's awesome. I know, I know I have so many things to focus on, and I knew that's what you were going to say.
Okay. Well, then go do it and have fun. I mean, it's amazing to have a partner in your life that you can travel through with this. And, you know, it's just shifting. Your life's just shifting a little bit, but it's still really solid. So just start focusing on that. He might get a little skittish at first. It feels like he may not know what to do and what do you want kind of thing. But just keep consistent with it. Consistent with little physical, because, you know, men aren't that hard. I mean, I don't.
Yes.
It's like we love them, but he just wants to feel appreciated. So remember to see his aspect of it. And they're saying, work with Archangel Ariel for the love.
Okay, thank you so much. God
thank
bless you.
Have a great day.
Wonderful.
You too, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. So are you ready for another one? This one person's been waiting forever. Okay.
No, let's go for it.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hi, Lisa. Sorry.
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little?
Sorry. Hi, Lisa. I follow you on Facebook, and I'm very much looking forward to on Tuesday, the aesthetic healing.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Can you hear her?
She follows you on Facebook, and she's looking forward to the Theta healing on Tuesday.
Oh, cool. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Oh, cool, Michelle. Yay. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Yes, very excited. I'm just visiting LA, and I made a point of registering for that. I guess my question is, I just am going through a bit of...
You'll have to repeat her. I'm sorry. I can't hear her.
Oh, okay. I'm going through a bit of heartbreak right now, and just feeling really lost and wondering what the angels see for me as far as ever getting married.
She's going through some heartbreak right now, and she's wondering what the angels see as far as her getting married or having children.
Okay. So can she hear me okay? You can hear me
yes,
okay, right?
Yes, I can hear her.
Okay. Let me tune in real quick. Let's take a deep breath in, breathe in. And exhale. Okay, sweetie. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, Archangel Michael's coming in with you, okay? What's the first name of the, it's a gentleman, correct, that you broke up with?
Greg.
Greg, okay. You know what, I you know, and we're not going to get too personal into this, but it was definitely a major marker and a major lesson here. And it feels like there may have been a lot of leave and come back and leave and come back. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Okay. So what we need to do here is, first of all, the Archangel Michael is letting you know he is with you. He is working with you. Keep the same as the other callers. Envision him and just putting you in a bubble of light. And I want you to do this every evening, okay?
Okay.
I have Archangel Raphael just pouring green light into your heart chakra. So let's take a deep breath in, breathe in, and exhale. Oh, there we go. Did you feel how much lighter it felt right there?
Yeah.
I want you every evening to ask Archangel Raphael to put healing green light in your heart, okay?
Okay.
Going forward, this is a healing process for you. And it's not going to be easy, I'm going to be honest. I feel as though Greg may actually come back one more time. But you need to finally decide to go forward. If you want to have marriage, children, love. This is a time in your life where you are deciding your future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we have free will. So our angels are with us. They will help us through the process. They will help us with the hurt and the healing. But if we decide to keep bringing that hurt and healing back into our lives, then it continues to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
So going forward, if you keep on the path that you are on and you keep healing, I really recommend healing through the next 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. And that involves just a lot of you time. This is me time, okay? Be very selfish in your healing. And you overgive. The angels are telling me you give, not just to Greg, but to everyone in your life. But you do not receive back from these people. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So we need to get you in balance, okay? So ask your angels to start showing you the balance of giving and receiving, and really take a break the next 6 months and learning how to say no, learning how to say, you know what, I cannot do this at this time, I'm sorry, because you can say no with love. And people around you need to get used to the fact that you're going forward, all right? Because your angels are saying you're ready to go forward. And definitely see someone else coming in. It's going to be, I think you're going to date before then, but it feels like a gentleman coming in at the end of next year. Mm-hmm. But you need to learn some lessons and really heal through this completely, okay? Because it's been a few years that you've been with him on again, off again, right?
No, not about a year.
Hello?
She said it's been about a year.
Okay. You know what? It feels brutal. It's been a hard year. So let's just give yourself time to heal with this the next 6 months. Give your time some separation and really just work with your angels on healing with it. Every night, you know, sea salt bath, just bubbles of white light, and just say, I love myself. Look in the mirror and say, I am enough for me. I love myself. I have a beautiful, loving man coming. And if you do this, that man will show up the end of next year. I do feel that you're going to date before then, but you want the kind person to come into your life. You want to attract somebody and have the angels bring you someone that will value you, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't hear her. I'm sorry.
She said okay.
All righty.
All right. Well, thank
sweetie,
you so much for calling
Tuesday.
In.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, so it's time for a break, and we'll be back with more Lisa Beachy. She is an angel expert and spiritual intuitive. The website is yourangelsmessage.com. And Lisa, we have Blair on the line right after the break. I'll bring her up, and she's wanting to know about her life's purpose. So we'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Coming up in a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And next week, next Friday and the following Friday, is going to be our fun drive. And so, as you may or may not know, CITR is a totally nonprofit station. So we rely on listeners like you to make fabulous, generous donations to keep this station running. So for the next 2 weeks, we'll be doing our funding drive, and we've got lots of gifts that people have sent in to give to you if you decide to donate. Hay House has given us a few books by Louise Hay, so thank you to Hay House. My Yoga Online has also given free memberships, and there are a few psychics and guides that are giving out free readings and free services as well. So you can check me out, spiritualshow.com/fundrive.html. And I will be putting the information up this weekend. Some information is already up there, but I'll be adding more this weekend and getting everything ready for you. So I hope that you will tune in over the next 2 weeks and donate whatever you feel guided to provide for this station. It's not just my show, but there are so many fabulous music shows and talk shows and news shows on this station. So we really want to keep things running smoothly. And thank you so much for listening every week. So again, we're speaking with Lisa Beachy. Her website is your angel's messages, your angel's
your
message.
Angel's message, yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to get that wrong. Your angel's message.com. So now for our final caller, we have Blair on the line, and she wants to ask about her life purpose. Hi, Blair.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Blair. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I know we only have a few minutes. So,
okay.
Are you currently going to school for something?
I'm a mass comm major. I'll be going back to school in the spring to finish.
Did you say medical?
No, mass communications, like broadcasting.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like, I am so seeing computers. I hope she's not in medical. Okay. You know, that actually makes a lot of sense, because when I was asking them during the break where she needs to go, where she needs to head, they were showing me computers, and it really feels global. And they kept showing me programming, so I'm not quite sure what mass communications is, but it really feels as though, you know, I keep seeing, like, either programming websites or building or getting messages out there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I do blog. I am a blogger.
Okay. It's all about getting the information out there for you. And
okay.
There, you know, it's really interesting, though, too, because I did see a little bit of, it's, you know, on one hand, I see fashion, which is interesting, because I see getting, I don't know what you blog, but it feels like, do you really, like, love clothes and jewelry and all that stuff?
I do, and music
okay.
as well.
So, it, you know, and that's only a part of it. I'm not saying you have to have a whole blog about that, but it would be really, either maybe she's going to have some really great clothes, but it feels as, and I think what it is they're telling you to stick to your interests, because I also see a lot of spiritual, metaphysical stuff. So
yes.
It feels like you kind of place all of this into your website and into your blog. It's kind of like you spread the information about whatever's hitting you that day. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And keep going with that. You are so on the right track with that. And it's going to eventually get larger and unfold. It almost feels like it's going to have a metamorphosis into an actually paying website. So I'm not sure if you're already receiving funds with this. But it's almost like getting the truth out there. So I'm seeing a lot of those TMZ celebrity sites, but for you, it's actually about getting truth out. And
right.
It's not gossipy. It doesn't have that. You just really want to stick close to you, what you love. And you want to do what you love. And you love clothes, and you love music, and you love spirituality. And people are going to find you that way.
That is awesome.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes. It does,
okay.
100%.
Keep going with it. I keep seeing placing ads on your blog or your website, and they're really saying she could make money through this, and it already feels like you're getting quite a good following, but I think you're going to expand. So you need to, they keep showing me a programmer, or they keep showing me you making it larger. So it's almost like getting it professional if you're not doing that already, and going forth with it. And I think eventually you could have a publication, or you could have some sort of online magazine. And it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And they're working with you on that. Just remember to ask them for help.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Blair. And that's interesting. We have someone studying mass communications and broadcasting, since this is a radio show. So good luck with that. And thank you, Lisa, so much for being on the air today. And I'm wondering, did you want to add anything before you go?
You know, I do, in L.A. here, I do a Theta Manifestation Meditation every second Tuesday at the Crystal Matrix in L.A., and once a month, I do an Angelic Connecting and Healing Circle here in L.A., and we gather, and we go up to the angelic realm, and we connect with our angels, and we receive messages, and we do a healing, and that's in person here. So if people are in the L.A. area, but if not, I'm available through my website. I do Reiki as well as readings, and they can just book directly on my calendar. And I would love to give people readings and just do what I love. So,
awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks for doing so many readings. And thank you to everyone who called in. And remember to tune in next week, because we have the funding drive. Again, if you want to check out my website at spiritualshow.com to get to the fund drive site at spiritualshow.com/fundrive, like you're driving your car and having fun, fundrive.html. So I'll be back next week with the funding drive. And coming up now is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Have a fantastic weekend.